After Krishna had saved the inhabitants of Vrindavana by lifting Govardhana Hill, King Indra of the heavenly planets and a Sarabi cow from the spiritual realm appeared before him. Indra was conscious of his offense, so he came stealthily to a secluded place. He immediately fell down at Krishna's lotus feet, although his own crown dazzled like sunshine. Indra knew Krishna's exalted position as his master, yet he had not believed Krishna would live among the cowherd men of Vrindavana. When Krishna had stopped the Indra sacrifice, Indra had become angry, thinking himself all in all within the universe. Now that false puffed-up prestige was destroyed, with folded hands he offered prayers. Indra admitted that, puffed up by false prestige, he had thought Krishna offended him by stopping the cowherd men's Indra Yagna. He had mistaken Krishna's position. Now by the Lord's grace, he understood that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transcendental to material qualities. Indra confessed that within the material world, there are many fools like himself who consider themselves supreme. Krishna is so merciful that he devises means to subdue false prestige so that such persons can know that he alone is the Supreme Lord. As Supreme Father, Spiritual Master, and King, Krishna has the right to chastise dependents for their good. Indra said he had committed a great offense, being falsely proud of material opulences and not knowing Krishna's unlimited power. He begged to be excused and asked blessings so that he would not act so foolishly again. He took shelter of Krishna's lotus feet as attorney servant. Lord Krishna smiled beautifully and replied in a grave voice, "My dear Indra, I stopped your sacrifice just to show you my causeless mercy and to remind you that I am your eternal master. I am the master not only of you, but of all the other demigods as well. You should always remember that all your material opulences are due to my mercy. No living entity can independently become opulent. One must be favored by my mercy. Everyone should always remember that I am the Supreme Lord. I can show anyone my favor, and I can chastise anyone, because no one is superior to me. If I find someone overpowered by false pride, in order to show him my causeless mercy, I withdraw all his opulences." After instructing Indra, Lord Krishna asked him to return to his heavenly kingdom and always remember that he is never the supreme, but always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He advised Indra to remain as King of Heaven, but to be careful of false pride. Then the transcendental Sarabi cow who had come with Indra offered respectful obeisances and worshipped Krishna. She prayed that Krishna is the most powerful mystic, the soul of the complete universe, and the source of cosmic manifestation. Although Indra had tried to harm her descendant cows in Vrindavana, they had remained under Krishna's shelter and been protected so well. "We do not know anyone else as the Supreme," she said. "You are our Indra, the Supreme Father, and the protector and elevator of the cows, brahmanas, demigods, and pure devotees. O Super Soul of the universe, let us bathe you with our milk, for you are our Indra." Then the Sarabi cow bathed Krishna with her milk, and Indra bathed him with the water of the celestial Ganges through the trunk of his carrier elephant, Aravata. The Sarabi cows and demigods joined in worshipping Lord Krishna by bathing him with Ganges water and milk. Residents of higher planets glorified the Lord by chanting his holy name while their wives danced with joy. They poured flowers from the sky without stop. When everything was joyfully settled, the cows flooded the earth with milk. Rivers flowed with nourishing liquids. Trees produced fruits and flowers of many colors and tastes, and hills produced medicinal plants and valuable stones. Because of Krishna's presence, even animals who are often envious became peaceful. After satisfying Krishna, who is the Lord of all the cows in Vrindavana, and who is known as Govinda, King Indra took his permission to return to his heavenly kingdom. As he passed through cosmic space, he was surrounded by demigods.